I think today we're going to start with a classic. I'm going to roll the dice and have a terrible drink here. No other show does this for you. Has a terrible drink just for your expense. One. Ew, Kahlua. That sounds very gross. I hate that. Enjoy the classic. Bottoms up. Thanks for bearing with me there. Oh, as you probably know from other shows, I've got this lineup, Murderer's Row of terrible booze that, you know, I've got like a full huge bottle of Kahlua. I don't know how I got it, and I don't know how I'm ever going to finish it. So I decided to have these terrible drinks, but most of them are sweet. You know, there's Kahlua and rum and some other stuff. I don't think I can do... Oh. I think I'm going to just have to go 50-50 between Old Krupnik and Jepson's Malort. Some weird Polish shit and, you know, the worst stuff ever. But at least it's not sweet. I can't take the sweet stuff. Welcome to another show. Thanksgiving time. So, without further ado, we've got a power hour with a little further ado planned for you. This is where I try to answer some questions to the best of my ability, as that ability becomes more and more impaired. And I have a minute to answer each question, plus read the question. So things move along nicely. I think that's appreciated by most. Keeps me moving, keeps me from getting too stuck in my ways. Like an old geese bird. I went and just got back from picking up my brother from the airport. You know, I'm not kidding. So I get off of work, go to the gym. Doing some nice elliptical there to really tone my upper thighs. You know, you can set, I don't know if it does anything. You know, you change these dials and it shows the part of your body where it's supposed to injure you, but in the way that makes you more strong. I don't know if it's doing anything. I mean, it seems like it's at a different angle, but it's like, well, how do you know this is working my butt? And I've seen a guy there who's like 7 feet tall. It can't be doing the same thing for him. I was just thinking about, I was talking to Allison the other day. She was talking about she went to the gym and some people saw her there and she, you know, hugged a couple people and whatever. And I was just like, your gym and my gym are so different. I mean, I don't want to hug people. I sort of like my gym people to be light enemies of me because I don't want to hug them. I just want to go there and get things done. It's kind of bad. It's like the downside of working with your friends, because when you actually have to do work, it's great to hang out with your friends, but when you have to do work, you're like, could you fuck off so I could do some work, because I cannot do work when you're here. But I was just thinking about, you know, who would I even hug at my gym? Homeless Brian, who eats sub sandwiches up at the gym behind this desk that, you know, is clearly not meant for patron use. That's clearly for staff. To be back there, and he not only is not using it gym-wise, but he's eating a fucking sub sandwich back there. Or perhaps, you know, weird Spanish pompadour guy, who, you know, his hair seems perfectly coiffed, and everything else about him seems wrong. Perhaps weird Middle Eastern lady with excessive eye makeup, who I can't tell may have been very attractive at one point. She would be a great, I think, PSA for, like, let's watch these Kardashians a couple more years. Because she could have been Kardashian-ish 20 years ago, and now, wouldn't want to hug her at my gym. If someone went to hug me at my gym, I would assume they are trying to kill me. You know, she goes to this nice gym where they have like a restaurant in there that's actually got good food, I guess, and shit like that. And my restaurant, what I get faced with is, you know, I come out to go use the urinal and there's a guy standing there just dripping all over the floor because he's standing there in a bathing suit. And he pulled up, he did not pull, traditionally a guy, when you're going to pee, right? If I'm in boxer shorts, let's say I'm just wearing boxer shorts, I'll pull down the waistband just in the front, or, you know, just pull them all the way down to my feet, kick them off into the next room, and then pee wildly. But in a normal circumstance, or at a gym, I will pull them down just so my penis comes out and I can pee. This guy was wearing a bathing suit and decided, instead of peeing out the top, what he would elect to do is pull up the thigh, the leg, and put his penis out the leg hole and pee through the leg hole, which I could tell is what he was doing because he was at the urinal, for one, but also because he had one leg hiked way up on his pants, his shorts, his swim shorts. If those are the options, I would hope you just pee in the pool from now on, even if I'm in said pool. I'd rather you pee in the pool than subject me to the indignity of seeing your thigh like that while you're peeing. And I just have to stand there in shock and wonder, wondering, why does this guy think this is the correct, simpler, proper way to pee in a urinal? Like, that's not... I've seen kids do the thing where they pull their pants all the way down, and you're like, well, there's their butt, and they pull their shirt up. At least I understand the genesis of that, because that's when you first learn how to pee, the goal, they're just like, well, get your penis in the open, don't pee on any of your clothing. You know, it's probably too much work to hold your penis and your pants. You haven't really figured out the bow-legged cowboy stance that holds your pants up without much effort, so that you can be browsing Facebook as you urinate, briefly worrying that you're going to drop your phone in the toilet. Anyway, my gym's the worst. I hate it there. I hate everybody there and hope them the worst. I think we'll get started. You know, we've got Thanksgiving. I was talking to somebody today who was like, we may be long lost soulmates, because basically she was like, Thanksgiving blows. And I was like, I agree, because everyone's like, oh, it's so great. You know, you eat all this great food and all that. First of all, turkey is not a great food. I'm sorry. It's really not. And my mom's a good cook, and she makes a good turkey. Turkey just doesn't have a lot of flavor, guys. I mean, it's not a flavorful meat. That's why it's good for you, okay? And then, you know, it's all this traditional stuff. Vegetables, potatoes. I mean, I like that stuff. But here's what I don't understand. I could have mashed potatoes anytime I want. And so can you. It's very easy. Dice up a potato, boil it, mash it, put butter and cream in it. You're done. It's very simple. And you can adjust on the fly. So I don't know why it's a big deal to have all these foods together. You know, I was lamenting too. She had a son, and he was going to try and do the thing where he goes to the girlfriend's parents' house, and then they go to, you know, and I've always gotten in trouble with this, girlfriend-wise. It's never worked for me, because here's the thing. I always refused to go to double Thanksgiving for a couple reasons. One reason is I'm not going to not go to my house, because it's me, my mom, and my brother. So for me to not be there, that's 30% of the people, 33% even, with a repeating three afterwards. So if I don't go, that's a lot of people missing. They can't just, you know, say, well, I mean, we've got all the relatives here. It's no big deal. We'll miss you, but we're going to be busy. It's just going to be two people. It turns into a date, a son-mom date, which could be what she's looking for, because she clearly likes him much better than me. But I don't think that's a good situation for me to just say, I'm not coming. So then you always get option B, which is, well, we'll just go to my house first at 11, and then we'll go to your house at 2, which is stupid, because it's like, I'm not going to eat two huge meals of turkey in one day. It's like huge bland food meals. It's not like if I went to one house, we were going to have Mexican food, and the other house, we're going to have Thanksgiving. Like, I don't know why Thanksgiving's got to be everyone's eating the same shit. Why can't we just have, like, I always, every year, and I think it hurt my mom's feelings a little bit, I always was like, can't we just have pizza? I mean, it's so much work to make all this stuff. I like pizza. You like pizza. Everyone likes pizza. And if relatives are coming who don't like pizza and they're like, where's the turkey? You say, we eat pizza. If you don't want to come to pizza Thanksgiving, fuck yourself and have your own Thanksgiving. I'm not just providing you with food, okay? That's not how this works. But yeah, I always got in trouble for that one. Christmas was a similar deal. I was like, well, I kind of insist on spending Christmas at home because otherwise no one's there. And it's tough for me to get out of it because I live 1 mile away from my home. So it's really difficult for me to say, guys, can't make it this year, okay? I'm going to travel to, you know, another city. I don't know. I guess I feel that way. Also, I like the way our family holidays work. They're pretty low-key, and they're realistic, you know? Me and my mom are both going to work on Friday morning, so we're both just like, eh, we'll come, we'll eat some shit, we'll all watch a DVD that we mildly enjoy. I picked out 4 DVDs for us to choose from, and, you know, everyone was like, go to the movies. You guys can go to the movies. And I was like, we can't go to the movies because there's not a single movie. I don't know that there's a movie alive that my mom and I could watch together, you know. So I picked out 4 DVDs. I picked out Midnight in Paris, which I knew my mom would reject if she knew it was a Woody Allen thing. When she looked at it, she's like, and then said, oh, Woody Allen, no. So I was like, all right. Well, I called that one, you know. She caught me, so we can't watch that. I got Top Gear, which he dismissed immediately because it involves cars. I got Curb Your Enthusiasm, which he said that was a maybe. So I got one maybe. And then The Human Centipede. You know. Just thinking, like, I just wanted to throw something in there to sort of contrast where it's like, maybe before you dismiss Top Gear, you know, you could look at... I don't know. Things could be much worse, is what I'm saying. So before we go throwing out options right off the bat, maybe we should reconsider. Anyway, so those were the choices. I don't think any of them are going to fly amongst my mom, but we'll see what happens. I think we're going to get this power hour started, guys. Do another drink. So let's do this. Odds are Old Krupnik, evens are Jepson's Malort. So I'm going to roll the dice, we'll see what happens, and we will get started on a power hour here. Ooh, one. That's an Old Krupnik, huh? That's exciting times. Nice bottle here. Old bears sitting by a tree holding up wine glasses or something. I'm told by the packaging that this is, you know, one of the finest products of Poland. It contains caramel color too, which is, I guess, added to make it look more like dehydrated person's urine. Ooh. It's like Pez booze or something. Yikes. All right, let's get this started. Dear Snowman, I've had my kitten for 4 months. We got her as a very young stray. Right now, she's sleeping next to me with one paw outstretched and resting on my hand. She does this often. What does it mean? Is it like when people express love through physical contact? From Jen. You know, I don't really understand why people are so into saying, like, look what my cat does, it's just like a person. I mean, if you're looking to replace people with a cat, then yes, this is probably a really good idea for you. But, I mean, don't you get a cat because you don't really like people and you'd rather have a cat? I don't think a cat's a good substitute person, so I don't know why we ascribe human behaviors to these animals. They're just cats. I don't know what the fuck they're doing. You don't know either. It's your cat. If you don't know, I'm not going to know why he's setting his paw on you. Probably because he's stretching out his paw and you're just in his fucking way. I don't think they really consider it like, you know what, this is going to come for her and make her feel good. That's really my goal as a cat right now. I think he's just like, this is where my paw goes and I like it. Dear Snowman, should ants be able to speak? Why do they always criticize me? Why do they have to be so cold-hearted? How do you make friends? From Matt. I'm going to assume that this is the bug, because it's A-N-T-S. Now, it could be A-U-N-T-S, because that was a silly question. And, I don't know anyone smart named Matt. So why can't ants be nice? Why can't you make friends with ants? Basically, take my answer from cats and do that times 1,000 for any bug. You're never going to get along with a bug. I mean, you don't have anything in common with a bug, I don't think. Clearly, you don't have a work ethic, because you would have just Googled how to get along better with ants, and it would have said give them the powder from the Kool-Aid packet before you even add the sugar. They'll just take it. They'll take it back to their hive homes. They live in a nest! You can't live in a nest. You can't crawl in the dark amongst other humans. You don't have a lot in common with an ant. I'm sorry. Dear Snowman, how can I make Thanksgiving more special for the kids? Thanksgiving is my favorite time of year, and I'd love to get some new ideas to make it special for my kids. We stay home with the kids by ourselves, and they'd rather be with family. How can I make Thanksgiving better at home for them, since this is our only one at home? From Katrina. Alright, you said the word kids like 800 times in there. I mean, I don't think Thanksgiving is really a kid holiday. I think that's the problem. You should be focused on Christmas. I think you need to make your kids understand that Thanksgiving is like a necessary evil to get to Christmas. Christmas is present time. Thanksgiving is like, you get some days off of school. If your kids aren't happy to have days off of school, it's not because you're a bad parent. Well, it could be because you're beating the shit out of your kids and they just want to escape. But if you're providing hot meals for them, they should be ecstatic to just not be in school. Let them just play fucking Nintendo all day. I think that's more than enough to get anyone excited about a holiday. Dear Snowman, is anybody else having an untraditional Thanksgiving meal? My sister lives in Long Island and wanted to come to Thanksgiving back at our family's house with her boyfriend. The thing is, she wanted the meal ready by 12 p.m. because afterwards she's going to her boyfriend's parents' house. So there we go. So now we decided to all go out to eat instead of cooking, and half of us are planning on just having burgers, lol. Anybody else having an untraditional Thanksgiving meal this year? From Hart. Not this year, but I am telling you, the year my mom dies is the year of pizza Thanksgiving. It's happening. I mean, you're going to be fine. You're going to have burgers. The leftovers are fun and everything. But let's face it, after 3 days and you've got just stuffing in a Ziploc bag, you look at it, you just want to puke. And you just want to throw it out. I mean, I'll never be more desperate for a Wendy's than like 4 days after Thanksgiving. I mean, that competes with rafting in the summer for when I'm like, God, what I wouldn't give for a double stack right now. Dear Snowman, okay, Thanksgiving is coming, and my original plan was to go home, but instead I'm stuck on this island. Okay, I can't cook worth crap. Everything I attempt to cook, I destroy somehow. I'm originally from the South, and I like Southern food when it comes to Thanksgiving. What can I cook that isn't too complex, but yes, tastes really good? From Indian. They make a thing for you. Should we do a brief advertisement for our sponsor? What's that sound I hear? Why, is it a World War II shooty plane? Or World War I or some bullshit? The one the Red Baron flies? Why, it is the Red Baron. And he's come to bring us pepperonious news about his wonderful sausage and cheese blend. Oh, he makes a French bread pizza too? That's great. So you can have a pizza appetizer and a pizza dinner for Thanksgiving, for Christmas, and anytime! Red Baron, don't forget, proud sponsor of the Helpful Snowman Show. Dear Snowman, how early should I get to the airport on Thanksgiving morning to fly out? Not the day before, but actual Thanksgiving morning. I understand it's not as crowded. If I'm flying out at 10 a.m., what would be a safe time to get to the airport? Not looking for guesses, I can guess myself. Just people who've already experienced this before. Thanks, from Oki. Well, Oki, if you're flying out to a family thing, you're a shithead. And let me explain to you why. To you, it's like, I'll just fly out this day. It's less crowded. Who's going to come pick you up at the airport? Someone's got to come fucking pick you up at the airport on Thanksgiving? So you've taken, you know, the 2 hours of restfulness out of the day and just said, "Hey, you don't need those. Fuck it. You're going to be fine." That person, when are they supposed to start drinking? When does that happen? If it was me, I'd be sitting in the car holding an open beer, waiting, and then the second I picked you up, I would make you get in the driver's seat so I could start drinking on the way home. Dear Snowman, why do we tend to fast forward and practically ignore Thanksgiving to rush Christmas? Thanksgiving is a very important day and has significant meaning. Okay, people continually are emphasizing the importance of Christmas, but I am of the mind that the importance is not why people rush to it. The radio stations start playing Christmas music in mid-November. We should embrace our holidays and enjoy them and not rush past them. From Scar. I mean, I kind of agree with you, but you can just make that decision yourself. Yes, it pisses me off that Halloween shit gets taken down and Christmas shit goes up. Because I don't need 2 fucking months of Christmas. I don't need 2 weeks of Christmas. But we're stuck. One thing I keep hearing about the radio playing Christmas music, why the fuck are you listening to the radio? That's crazy. You might as well just sing songs to yourself. Josie's on a vacation far away. There, just do that for 3 hours. You're going to be a lot happier than listening to the same goddamn Pearl Jam song again. Dear Snowman, what do vegetarians eat for Thanksgiving? I know Thanksgiving is a long time from now, but there's nothing wrong with planning. I'm a 15-year-old girl, and I'm the only one in my family who's a lacto-vegetarian. What are some easy and inexpensive recipes for me to prepare for Thanksgiving? From Loco, a lacto-vegetarian. So let me translate that. 15-year-old lacto-vegetarian, or party animal, life of the party. They can't wait for you to show up, huh? Well, I'm told they make these weird loaves that are supposed to taste like turkey that you just put in the oven. I don't know if this is a thing that actually needs to be cooked or not. I hear a lot of them eat Red Baron. If you don't know where to go, go with the Baron. Flying low this year? Fly with the Baron. Red Baron. Proud sponsor of this show. We're making so much fucking money from Red Baron, it's gonna blow your goddamn mind. Dear Snowman, how can I get out of spending Thanksgiving with my family? I'd like to spend Thanksgiving with friends, or just my boyfriend, and I rather than spending it with family. How can I get out of it without upsetting my mother? We live close, so it's not like I can use distance as an excuse. I just don't want to go. Any advice is greatly appreciated. From Quest. Here's the thing. If you hate your family, if you can't get along with your family, you have 2 options. You can have a big fight, and then you don't have to see them anymore, or you can continue to sort of half-assed go to everything and sort of hate them all along. Those are your options. This is your life. Or wait for them to die. You know, but this could last a long time. It could go on basically forever. It'll go on so long that you won't even understand anymore. I don't know. I mean, if you hate your family, you want to spend it with your boyfriend, just say you're spending it with your boyfriend's family. It's that easy. Dear Snowman, if the first Thanksgiving... By the way, you must be attractive because you're not much of a thinker. Dear Snowman, if the first Thanksgiving was a Christian holiday, why were the Native Americans invited to attend? Did the Native Americans give thanks to the Great Spirit? Isn't Thanksgiving really a holiday where all religions come together and recognize that they all worship the same higher power? From Nathan. I mean, no, I don't think so. And when you say Great Spirit, is that like what you think the Native Americans are into, or is that your way of saying God? I mean, I am extremely perplexed by what you're asking right now. Could be I'm a little loaded. But I don't know, I don't think... My understanding is it was like pilgrims and Indians ate together. You know, this was before pilgrims were like, you know, instead of eating together, we could just murder them. I mean, this is a way out of every Thanksgiving. The first Thanksgiving was a bunch of people who didn't like each other getting together, and then they just killed each other. Dear the Snowman, this is my first Thanksgiving without Mom here to cook everything for me, and I don't want to get overwhelmed with all the cooking. I cook a lot, and I'm pretty good at it, but I tend to freak out when faced with a lot of it at once. Are there any foods that freeze or refrigerate well that I could make now and heat up on Thanksgiving? From Jordan. Are there any foods that you could have frozen and heat up on Thanksgiving? Is the Red Baron a Nazi? He seems like he may be a Nazi. He doesn't seem like he's a good guy. I mean, is this like someday we're going to have, you know, Kim Jong-il pizza or something with this like adorable chubby little North Korean man on the front of him or something like that? It doesn't really seem appropriate to me. I mean, we'll never have Hitler pizza, that's obvious. Or if we do, it's like a very specific audience that's going to be looking for that. Dear Snowman, what is the best beer for Thanksgiving dinner? Trying to figure out what I want to drink during Thanksgiving dinner. Before dinner, I want something light and not filling, like a Pilsner or APA. During dinner, I have no idea what I want. During dessert, I want something sweet, like a milk stout or oatmeal stout. What are you planning on having? From Neil. Jesus Christ. Neil, let me give you some advice. You're already going to have minimum two beers here. But it sounds like you're probably headed for a 5 or 6 beer night or day overall, which I agree with. I think this is a good plan. But what are you going to do? Bring your own 6-pack that's a mixed variety and you're like, ooh, don't touch that milk stout. That's for having with my dessert. Everyone's going to think you're a fucking psychopath. So, whiskey. You just have whiskey with everything and you bring it in a flask. Or you just bring a bottle of whiskey. No one else is going to have it. There may be one other person who's cool and has it. Dear Snowman, what is the easiest way to prepare a turkey for two for Thanksgiving? This will be our first Thanksgiving in our new home away from our family, and I want to have a medium-sized turkey for our own Thanksgiving. If you have any easy recipes for me, I'd be very grateful. Thanks again, from Bianca. I mean, it's a turkey. You take all the shit, you shove it inside there, and then you're done. One year we had this turkey we got, and you know how you know you got a legit turkey? From like a butcher that, you know, is used to poor people. Stuffed inside, my mom was like, there's stuff in here. It turned out to be the feet and the head were just crammed back inside. What an ultimate, you know, humiliation. We're going to kill you and eat you, but also after we chop your head up, we're going to shove it up your ass. I mean, this is like the kind of thing you threaten somebody with when you're loaded outside of a bar, or what we actually do to turkeys. Dear Snowman, how do you get nice and hungry for Thanksgiving? So Thanksgiving is tomorrow, and I want to be able to eat a lot. My plan was to skip lunch and dinner today and not eat until Thanksgiving. We usually have a midday or 3 o'clock Thanksgiving meal. My mom then told me that if I didn't eat anything then, my stomach would shrink and I would eat less. Any ideas how to get the most out of it? From Dave. Well, Dave, I mean, you're clearly a very intelligent man. So I don't have to explain a lot to you. Because your question is, how do I get hungry? Well, just think about the hungriest you've been and how did that happen? I'd say, don't eat very much and walk around a lot. Seems to help if I'm angry. That makes me hungry, but that may be an emotional issue, you know, that you may not have. But angry, sad, I'd say figure out the emotional key to your hunger instead of doing all this physical stuff and deciding when to eat. What makes you hungry and eat out of shame or fear or whatever? Dear Snowman, what type of wine to serve for Thanksgiving? You've come to the right place. This will be a traditional Thanksgiving meal. Turkey, dressing, etc. Red, white, blush? A couple of each to please everyone? We really aren't planning for guests, but people tend to drift in. I'm no wine connoisseur by any means, but I don't want to serve something that clashes with the food. From Cotton. I don't understand. People drift in on Thanksgiving? They just show up? Hey, are you guys doing, like, Thanksgiving stuff? I'm here for that. Oh, let's have it together. Oh, that's crazy. I don't know. I mean, get what you like, and if they don't like it, you could be like, well, maybe you could just drift back out. Like a fucking old pile of leaves blown in the wind, you piece of shit. And if someone comes and doesn't bring a bottle of wine and they wanted a different kind of wine, they're assholes. The least you can bring is booze. Dear Snowman, what to do for my daughter's first birthday, which falls on Thanksgiving? I'm a bit overwhelmed. My daughter turns 1 on Thanksgiving, and it will be our first in our new home. I'm having the whole family at my house this year. What can I do to make it special, even with the holiday? Should I go with the Thanksgiving theme or just a birthday one? From Bella. I mean, the kid's 1. I don't think you need to worry about it. It's going to be a party no matter what. And by the way, everyone's coming to your house. The kid's 1. They're all going to be like, oh, let me hold her. It's going to be fine. Everyone's going to be obsessed with it. She'll fucking put her dumb face in a bunch of mashed potatoes. Everyone will laugh and be, you know, happy and say, let me get my phone and take a picture. And then it'll take them 2 hours. And then someone's going to want to smear more mashed potatoes on the face just to make the picture more realistic. And you're going to not know how to feel about that. Because every time you look at that picture, you're going to know that that's bullshit. But you know what? It's fine. She's one. She's not going to know. Dear Snowman, do you think children actually enjoy Thanksgiving or just see it as one day closer to Christmas? With Christmas advertisements and displays being put out sooner and sooner, Thanksgiving is now barely a blip on the radar. Do your children enjoy Thanksgiving or simply see it as a milestone for the Christmas season? If your child actually does enjoy Thanksgiving, how have you kept Thanksgiving alive in your family? From Mother. How have I kept it alive for my kids? Well, let me explain something to you. If you keep them hungry, they get excited about food. If you never feed them a good home-cooked meal, the one they get a year is quite enticing and exciting. Thrilling. Electrifying. So I recommend just making them real hungry. And you know what? If you read these old books and stuff too for Christmas, do you know what kids got in their stocking? Oranges. Shit like that. So if you give your kid an orange on Christmas, they're going to be pumped about Thanksgiving in comparison. Dear Snowman, how does Black Friday and Cyber Monday work? So I was planning on going Black Friday shopping this year, and I was just curious as to how it works, because I was going to buy a SLR camera and a laptop, but when you purchase those items, don't you need an employee to get it for you? But I don't see how employees can help if you most of them will be occupied or something. But yeah, thanks for your help. From Joey. Have you never been to a fucking store before? I mean, people work there. It's still Black Friday. I don't know. They're fucked. I would go the day before. I went today. It's Wednesday night. I went today to get a DVD player. Some would call me crazy. But I was like, you know what? I think it's worth the extra $15 to just go today and not have anyone there. Because I don't want to see any of those people. I don't want to stand in line. I hate everything about that. Nothing about that is pleasing to me. I listen to my fucking headphones when I'm in line for 2 seconds. How am I going to handle that? Dear Snowman, what time would you start standing in line for Black Friday? My favorite shop opens at 11 p.m. on Thanksgiving the 24th. The first person in line gets a $100 gift card for there, and everything is buy one, get one half off. What time should I get there? From Bianca. So it opens at 11 p.m. on Thanksgiving. I don't know. I mean, let's put it this way. One could say you should get there 4 hours early. However, that means that your time is basically worth $25 an hour, which isn't a lot. Even in... People do this, too. They're like, well, here's how much I make an hour, so here's how much my time is worth. No, that is false. Your time is worth approximately double what you make an hour, unless you make, like, over $100 an hour. Because this is your free time. This is the time you don't have to be at work. It's much more valuable than your work time. Dear Snowman, what day is Black Friday this year, and when exactly does it start? I just need to know what day Black Friday is on this year and when it starts in Milwaukee, Wisconsin time zone. From Aisha. Wow. So you are one of the worst, stupidest people of all time. When is Black Friday this year? It's fucking, you stupid bitch. Thanksgiving is always on Thursday and Black Friday is the next Friday. It's the day after Thanksgiving. Always, always, always. And what time does it start? It depends on where you're going. Okay, some of them open at midnight. Some of them open apparently at 11 p.m. You know, I don't know. If you're trying, maybe you should tag team with this other idiot in Milwaukee. Can you get to Milwaukee by then? By 11 p.m. tomorrow? Maybe you guys could tag team that line? Waste both your own time for a $100 gift card? I mean, Jesus Christ. People, it's not fucking worth it. It's not worth it. It's not going to be cool. Dear Snowman, how should I spend my first ever Black Friday? I've never gone shopping on Black Friday and don't know much about it, but I plan on going shopping this year. Maybe even getting up early to do it. To any of you who have experience with it, please give me some tips. Any tips at all. Thanks. From Hugs and Kisses. Yeah, I've got some tips. I've got the tip of my big fat... I would drink first. That would be a good way. I mean, if you live in one of the states where it's cool, maybe you should get high. I don't know. I always wonder about this because I don't really know enough about being high. For example, we go on a rafting trip every year and it's like, I don't know, 6-hour drive or something like that to where we go. And part of me is like, I wonder if I was high if this would go like amazingly fast, or what if it was twice as long? Then I'd be fucked. You know what I mean? So I don't know. I guess it depends on your relationship with that stuff. Dear Snowman, what can I fill my cornucopia with for a nice touch for the Thanksgiving table? I just saw Martha Stewart on the Today Show, and she spray-painted hers gold. What can I fill it with? It is a good-sized cornucopia. Thanks for all your help from Maddie. You actually own one of those things? Those horns? With crap coming out of it? I didn't even know that was a thing you could own that didn't empty. Are you sure that's not like a thing that an old man puts up to his ear so he can hear what you're saying about stupid decoration bullshit? Because I think it might be. I can't. Why would someone even sell an empty DIY fill-it-yourself cornucopia? And if that's what you're getting, I don't know, M&Ms. Just fucking stuff M&Ms in there till you puke. You know what I mean? And then let kids eat them till they puke, and you'll all just puke and die. Fuck you. I mean, it's just an empty space that has to be filled with objects. I don't know, pens. Old pens. Jesus Christ. Dear Snowman, what is an easy way to teach kids about cornucopias? I'm a preschool teacher, and we are learning about Thanksgiving. I cannot find anything about cornucopias. Please help. From Court. Here's what you do. You bring one, and you say, this is a cornucopia. And then they ask you a question like, well, what is it? And you say, this thing I'm holding, pass it around, this is a cornucopia. And they say, what is it for? And you say, I have no fucking idea. Nobody knows, children. It's just a thing that's around, okay? Just accept it. And they say, why? And you say, Jesus Christ, what is today? Is it Tuesday? Do we get out at like noon today? Because an elementary school needs like 10 days off for Thanksgiving. Shouldn't like the moms and the people who are cooking have all these days off and the kids remain in school so that they're like busy? I mean, the people who cook really need the time off. Kids don't. To lounge and not learn about cornucopias? Dear Snowman, is what the pilgrims did to the Native Americans unacceptable? There could be a number of arguments for either side. Number one, the Native Americans were here first and thus had claim. Reasonable. Number two, the pilgrims had more power and force and thus had every right to claim the lands for themselves. What do you think? From Kira. Well, I mean, your number two point is pretty flawed, I gotta say. Because by that logic, so if I have more power and force than anyone, I can basically claim anything. So I could go up to basically any child and be like, hey, nice bicycle, it's mine. And when they complain, I'm like, actually, I have more power and force than you, so that's my bicycle. And I don't even want to ride it. I just want you to throw it in the ditch over there, which is full of water. And not retrieve it. Leave it. Dear Snowman, why are the Indians always the bad guys in Cowboys and Indians? Ever since I was a child, I remember playing the game Cowboys and Indians. I've always wondered, though, why the Indians were labeled as the bad guy. Does anyone know the reason for this? From Royal. Yeah, because they were the bad guys. I don't know. I think the cowboys had cooler clothes and hats. And I think a pistol is a lot cooler than a bow and arrow. Especially the toy ones. Like, the toy bow and arrow suck balls. There was a pretty good Nerf one, but that looked like a futuristic thing. But I don't think the ones with, like, the suction cup darts or whatever, those are bullshit, man. But you can get a pretty decent cap gun at just about any grocery store in this country, this great land. So I think it's just more appealing. I mean, the stuff is better. The accessories are far superior. Because cowboys believed in accessories, whereas Native Americans thought accessories belonged to the earth and everyone. Which is obviously a crazy thing to say. Dear Snowman, what is a football injury that could put you out of commission permanently, besides death? Something that would make a football player no longer able to play. From Dan. I don't know. I mean, any sort of injury, right? Cracked skull, cracked femur, cracked... Any sort of thing that can crack, if you cracked it, would probably be good. I don't know. Stabbed in the eye with a spear? shot with an Indian arrow or cowboy gun or trampled by a horse. NFL guy is doing off-season in the rodeo and he falls off a bull and he's injured. Crushed by a mechanical bull in a bar. Mechanical bull throws a hefty lady off of it and breaks his pelvis. Something like that. Bar related would be good. I don't know, a stool falls on him. Cracks his, arms. I don't know. Any injury that could hurt you probably ruins your career. Dear Snowman, how is flag football even considered an alternative to good old American football? Think about it. For flag football, you don't need to work out or develop any skills. You just have to be fast and be able to catch. It basically defeats the purpose of any other position player except the fastest positions like receiver and cornerbacks. It kills the point of being able to bench press 400 pounds when all you have to do is be fast. Who agrees with me when I say that flag football is a terrible substitute for tackle football? Or for those of you who prefer flag football to tackle football, why? From Jay. Well, I mean, I think you could argue also, it's like, I don't know, if you're playing tackle football in like a rec league and you're just a big fat fuck. I mean, why is that? You can bench press 400 pounds, but you weigh 380. That's not really that exciting. I mean, I don't think it is a substitute. It's like saying mini golf is a substitute for golf. They're just different things. You happen to use the same stuff, but it's different shit. Dear Snowman, how do I find football coaches for my professional women's football team? I own and play for a professional women's football team in New Jersey. Currently, we're looking for a head coach, but we want someone with a vast amount of knowledge and experience. We're entering our fourth season and need a quality coach. Anyone interested or have suggestions? Is there a site where people go who are looking for head coaching positions in football? From Kay. Well, clearly, you're ready for a big coach, because you're like, is there a website where people go and they say, hi, my name is Coach. I'd like to coach you at football. Here are some of the things on my resume. I make people do push-ups. I make people push a tackling sled. I yell at them. I call them girls. That might not be the guy you're looking for, because you are all girls. How are you a professional women's football team? So you're saying you make your living playing football? That's your profession? I don't think that's true. Somehow I don't think that. Is this lingerie bullshit? Dear Snowman, how do you become a Macy's Thanksgiving Parade balloon holder? A few years ago, I added to my bucket list, be in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, but have no idea how to go about it. I've resigned myself to the idea that the only way I could be in it is to be a balloon handler. Any ideas how to achieve this? From Chick. I don't know. Ask Snoopy. I mean, that's a really stupid goal. Why would you want to be in that parade? For what? It's like, you want to be in a parade, but you don't have a skill. Maybe your bucket list should have been to develop some kind of a skill. I think you should want to be asked to be in a parade and be in the position where you have to turn it down all the time. You don't want to be like, can I please be in your parade? You want to be like, oh man, I already got 3 parades that month. I don't know if I can make it. I know this is the big one, but I'm going to be in Berlin in a parade, and then I'm going down to Rio to be in another parade. Everyone wants me in their parade. Dear Snowman, how can I be an important grandma if I don't live near my granddaughter? We live about 14 hours away, and her other grandma lives in a nursing home near my 2-year-old granddaughter. We'll be seeing them a few times a year, but how can my little one know who I am if she only sees me a few times a year? She listens on the phone, but won't talk. We hope to move closer to them, but not for another 3 to 4 years. It's hard to be a grandma if she doesn't even know me. Ah, it's hard out here for a gram. How can you be an important grandma? I mean, what's an important grandma? Yeah, I don't know. I mean, you can't really be important to a 2-year-old over the phone. 2-year-olds aren't ready to be phone literate. They suck at the phone. And when they hear you on the phone, they don't even really understand what's going on. They don't understand they need to talk to you. That's why she doesn't talk. I don't know. If you want to do the phone thing, here's what you should do. You should move there now and then move away in 3 to 4 years. You got it backwards. Dear Snowman, how do you tell your grandma that you found a lump on your testicle? I live with my grandma. I'm 17 and I need to get to the doctor to get this checked out. From Chad. I mean, good God. This is what happens when you live with your grandma. You're like, I need my grandma to take you to the doctor. It's like, I don't know, scrape together 50 bucks and go to the goddamn doctor and be like, I have a lump on my balls. I don't know. I mean, Maybe it would be easier if you got her to bring it up. If you came out of the bathroom and then your towel fell, and maybe you used yellow highlighter right where the lump is to sort of accentuate and shade it so that it was more visible from a distance. Maybe that would kind of, get your grandma to initiate the doctor transaction. You know, she's like, I think you need a doctor. And you're like, well, if you say so, grandma, you're old and wise and you know a lot about balls. I think that that would be a great bonding experience. Dear Snowman, have you ever drank Ocean Spray Cran Grape? On a scale from 1 to 10, what would you rate it? From Vic. Cran Grape from 1 to 10? I mean, it's going to be a 1. How good is that going to be? I don't understand why these juices at the store like Cran Grape don't need to be cooled in any way. I mean, maybe my store is just pulling a fast one. But they're just like in the aisle, the regular aisle. Like, why does apple juice, that seems like it should need to be refrigerated. Or if it doesn't need to be refrigerated, why is orange juice always getting fucking refrigerated? No one can explain this to me. I've yet to hear a satisfactory, someone says, well, here's why orange juice. And I'm like, well, why isn't that true about apple juice? I never get an answer. I never hear anything that satisfies my, cat-like curiosity about drinks and juices. No one has the answers. I don't know. Dear Snowman, I have a severe stomach ache. I feel like I'm on a period or something. I woke up to my stomach really hurting, and it's still hurting. Can you tell me and how to fix it? I ate some chicken and sunny-side-up eggs last night before I went to bed, but this isn't something completely new. I've done it before. I just never had a cramp like this. I ate some hot noodle soup, drank some hot water, and even forced myself to throw up, but nothing. Help, please, it hurts. I tried pooping, but nothing would digest, really. Help, from Nathan. Well, I feel like, Nathan, your problem is you go into stomach panic mode. Your stomach hurts, right? So you're like, all right, well, I'm going to eat some chicken and some eggs. You can't eat chicken and eggs together. That's gross, because that's a thing and it's embryo together. There's a reason we don't combine those, because it makes you think about it. I mean, what else are you going to eat? Like a baby chick that's just deep fried or something like that? Its little, down is all deep fried? Just slow down. Dear Snowman, is it bad that I cried when I saw the music video for The A-Team? I'm 13 and it made me upset when I saw she was homeless and killed herself with drugs? Did that happen in The A-Team? I mean, I can't say I've seen that particular thing. But I mean, it's a pretty inspiring song, I suppose. Is this the part that made you cry? Or when it swells? Because that's pretty exciting shit. I can see where you're coming from. I like when it gets a little more serious, though, to be honest. Like right up here, where we get a little like, yeah, yeah. Let's see. Dear Snowman, would you steal from a teen to save a baby? Now, in one scenario, we have a 17-year-old male. Let's just call him Jeff. Jeff has been put on death row for mass murder in 13 different countries, but he was released to be on the A-Team. Don't ask why, it's just a hypothetical. And in some other state, there's an 8-month-old baby girl that needs an organ transplant to stay alive. And it just so happens that Jeff's organs are a match for this 8-month-old, and the parents have already been contacted about Jeff's demise, and they are now desperately waiting for Jeff to die so that their daughter can survive. Now the question is, are the police allowed to force Jeff to donate his organs since he's a criminal, since he's still technically a minor, and his parents allowed to force him to donate? Or does he have the human rights to choose to die whole or die half? From P.S. I mean, this is an asinine question, right? Like, no, I don't think you can harvest somebody's organs before they're dead just because they're gonna be dead. I mean, by that logic, I could just say, like, oh, you don't look so good. We're going to take all your shit out of you, you old lady. Dear Snowman, can I become a doctor with terroristic threats on my record? I was throwing eggs off the school bus when I was 16. I'm now 17 and is on probation since July 16, 2012. I won't be off probation until I graduate May of next year from Kirkland. What are you, Doogie Howser? You're going to be a doctor in the next, like, 3 months? I think you're going to be fine. Here's the other thing. I have a suspicion that by the time you're ready for doctor time, we'll all look back at this crazy time when we were like, oh my god, that was terroristic, throwing eggs off the bus, and say, yeah, we might have gone a little overboard on that kind of shit. We might have been being a little nutty, so we're gonna just let that one go. I hope that's cool. Sorry if we ruined your day, Jeff, but I'm sure you're gonna make a totes rad doctor. You know, you were a shithead throwing eggs off a bus, and now look at you. You wanna save lives, all in a month. Dear Snowman, when a boy hits you on your breast, what does it mean? From Jennifer. Well, it kind of depends on the situation. If it seems like an accident, what it means was it was not an accident and he just wanted to touch your breast, but he couldn't just grab your breast, so he figured if he was like, well, no one's going to think I hit someone's breast on purpose. So that's a possible, you know, real weird way to do it, but... You know what? No matter what the answer, it means he's weird, I think, is what I'm getting at here. I don't think that this is a good thing. You probably shouldn't be getting hit in on the breast by a guy. Or you're looking for meaning in something that, you know, it's like, well, why did he hit me on the breast? And it's like, I don't know, why did that stranger brush up against me on the subway? Because it was fucking crowded and he wanted to get the fuck off and he was a drunk, weird, homeless guy. I don't know what could be done about some of these things. Dear Snowman, how can I get my 4-year-old to drink water? She hates water and won't drink water. I have to make her drink it and get on her to drink it. Would that make her urine smell? She just wants juice and I end up feeling bad and give it to her because she won't drink water. I try flavored water and she still won't drink it. Mom's out there and had this problem and found a good way to make their kids drink water. From Banger. I mean, I don't know. Just wait till the kid... When the kid's thirsty, she'll drink fucking water. And when she says, I want juice, you say, shove it up your ass. We don't have any goddamn juice. I don't buy juice anymore because they don't keep it in a refrigerated zone, and I don't know that that's safe for a little kid. You're just a little kid. Little kids shouldn't even know that there are so many options. There should be, like, 2 options. You know what I mean? This is the beauty of a young kid. Like, you don't have to tell them that there's such a thing as Mountain Dew. Let them discover that on their own when they go to school or something. You don't have to introduce it. Oh, right on those lines. Dear Snowman, is Rockstar Energy drink bad for a 13-year-old? It is my first time that I'm going to drink Rockstar, the one with the pink and black can, 12 ounces, or any energy drink. My mom's trying to scare me out of drinking it. Can anything really dramatic happen to me the first time or nothing at all? From Styx. Here's what's going to happen. This is what happens when little kids have things like that. You are going to be feeling great and be wild for about 4 minutes. Then you're going to be a complete asshole for 8 hours. This is what happens. Long story short, went on this trip with a girlfriend. We were there with her nephew. She let him have coffee for some reason. I don't know why. He was all hyped up for like an hour, and then he was a complete dick for like 10 hours. So, I mean, you cannot just like do that. They cannot maintain. You know what I mean? They're riding the high and then they're on the low. You have to regulate that. You're 13. I don't know. Maybe you'll be fine. Dear Snowman, how to stay up for 24 hours without sleep? I'm 11 and want to stay up so far to go to sleep at 10:30 p.m. I can't drink energy drinks. My mom won't let me. Anyway, I just want to try and stay up while I'm on vacation. From Molly. So how do you stay up all night? I mean, just think about what makes you sleepy and do the opposite. I recommend having really loud neighbors who live upstairs. I recommend having a cat jump on you in the night. That's very startling and annoying. And, you know, makes it difficult to get to sleep. I recommend getting an Xbox 360 with Batman Arkham City. That's a great way to stay up all night or... You know, try to end a podcast early and prematurely because you're like, yeah, fuck it. You got their hour. I'm going to go play some goddamn video games. Dear Snowman, I started a jogging program today. and quickly realized I needed a sports bra. Any tips or suggestions from Aaron? What is a jogging program? Ah, here's my program. Follow it to the letter. I mean, yeah, my suggestions for a sports bra is have one. I don't know. I think you just have to, as a girl, know what size breasts you have and buy a couple different things and just try them out. It doesn't seem like anyone's in love with any bra. I don't know. I don't know what's going on with these bras. They're just all over the place, and they seem to be a little overly pricey. I think that subsidies should maybe go towards bras, because the people who really need bras don't seem to always have them, and I don't like that. I'd like to see that change. And, you know, people who don't need bras having them, why should they wear them? We need to create a more equitable bra situation here. Dear Snowman, what if you get a foot job with a foot that has fungus? Like, if a foot had fungus and you got a foot job, what would happen to your penis? From Chris. I don't know, if you're getting a foot job, I think fungus should be one of your lesser concerns. What do you want me to say? Oh, it's gonna turn into a penis fungus? I mean, if fungus can grow on a foot, it can probably grow on a penis. I think most things can. It seems like the penis, ironically, everything bad grows on the penis. You know what I mean? How come herpes can't be a disease of the foot? And you're like, oh man, I got foot herpes, so whenever we're in bed together, I better wear a sock whenever we fuck. No, it's all, everything's the penis. So I'm gonna assume that, you know, a fungus can grow on your penis if it can grow on your foot. But who cares? Just wash it off. Dip your penis in a light solution of, what's that shit that you can inhale the fumes on and get all fucked up that people use to clean? Acetone? Something? Dear Snowman, ammonia. Dear Snowman, which do you like better, Marvel or DC? I like Marvel better. Which do you like? From Taisaku. Well, that's the correct answer. I thought I would never have someone ask this, a question that I actually have a passionate opinion about. Marvel's way better. DC is shit, man. Superman's too powerful, it's boring. Green Lantern is too powerful and boring. Everybody in DC is too powerful and boring except for Batman, and that's why people like Batman, because he's, like, cool. But the rest of them, it's like, I'm the Fire Lord of all time, and I'm going to travel in time in my magic wheelchair and change everything from the past 50 years up to be sort of different. No one wants to read about that. I want to see a guy swinging through the streets and punching a lizard in the face. That's all I really want. And you won't give it to me, DC. Marvel will. Make mine Marvel. That's what I say. Excelsior. Okay? Mighty... Yeah. Dear Snowman, can you get pregnant from this? My boyfriend came on my stomach in the shower, and I just rinsed it off. Is it possible to get pregnant that way from washing off downward and getting near the vagina? Because I'm like 5 days late. From Brittany. Well, I mean, it seems like it's possible to get pregnant anyway. Any possible way. And I do feel like the dumber you are about sex, that's really the most determining factor on how likely it is you're pregnant. So you are probably pregnant. Although if you're just, I don't know, so you're jacking off your boyfriend onto your stomach in the shower, and then you just rinse it, I think it's going to be fine. I mean, what's the alternative? You turn upside down and let it run over your face or something into your hair? I don't know. Just try and let him, you know, do it on your thigh or something, or higher up so that by the time it gets down there, it's diluted. But I don't think it's going to get up inside you. I don't know. I really don't know. I think that's the whole point of penis, right? Dear Snowman, how do I make a peanut butter smoothie with no bananas? I hate bananas, but I wanted to make a peanut butter smoothie for breakfast. Does anyone have any ideas? Thanks, from Sports. yeah. I would say my top advice is to take that banana and just shove it right in your fucking eye, you stupid bastard. How do I make something without a banana? You don't put the fucking banana in it. Don't even buy the banana. You just do all the same shit. Minus the banana. What do you need the banana for anyway? Is it not a smoothie? Is it just peanut butter? Maybe you shouldn't be drinking a smoothie. Why do you even want a smoothie? That crap is stupid. You know what I mean? Drink one smoothie in the summer, and halfway through it be like, ugh, this is a little thick. I don't know. What is this, yogurt in here? Or just cream? I mean, does this have ranch dressing? I'm almost positive this has carrots and ranch dressing in it, and I hate it. I just want to get rid of it. Dear Snowman, how can I make my longboard turn? I brought this Kryptonics longboard from Walmart. What a dummy I am. Anyways, I want to know if there's any way I can make it turn. It does not turn at all. I've played around with loosening the trucks, but it hasn't done much. I'm getting a Santa Cruz board soon, but for the time being, I want to be able to ride this one with at least a little comfort. From Paul. Fuck you, Paul. You know what? Longboarding is like the worst thing that I can think of that's happened to our society. I hate longboards. Longboards are so fucking stupid. And whenever you see someone coming, they're like carving down the road, and you're looking at them like, does this guy see me, and is he going to just plow me down with his stupid longboard? And then what? He's going to take me to the hospital? They're not even going to let him in. He doesn't even have fucking shoes on. A longboard, by the way, is not a vehicle. It's a toy. If you just wanted to use it as a toy and drive around a parking lot with it, that's fine. But I can't ride an ATV down the sidewalk either. And if I... That's way more a car than a longboard. Dear Snowman, what racism did you face today? From Rock. You know, I think my race is a race of people who want to go in and out of a place fast, and I went to a sandwich place, took this guy fucking forever. You know what I mean? And it took him so long, he was like apologizing. He's like, sorry this is taking so long, man. And I was like, it's cool. Quit apologizing and just make the fucking sandwich. And this other asshole was supposed to be slicing turkey, but he was talking to the guy making the sandwiches, not helping him. Just talking to him, not slicing the turkey at the same time, and telling him about this great college he found online and all that, which I was like, well, he's clearly a hard worker and good at multitasking, so I think this online college thing is going to be a real win for him. So I think I may have been racially biased at that point because, you know, I live of a race of people who like to get shit done, and they wouldn't let me. Dear Snowman, so this Friday, I'm going to get guinea pigs. That's a good decision. I did a lot of research on where to get them. I still don't know because I heard a lot about PetSmart or Petco. They both got bad reports. Please help. I don't know where I should go, and I also looked, but there's not a rescue near me. Also, please add some good tips to care on guinea pigs, please. Thank you. From Kayla. Guinea pigs are vermin, so I'd say go into the fucking sewers and just reach into the sewers with a slice of pizza in your hand and pull out whatever comes out. You don't need, I mean, you know what the tips are on a guinea pig? I had a friend who had two guinea pigs, and the one would hump the other one and cum all over it, and he had to cut cum out of a guinea pig's fur. I mean, when you're cutting cum out of a guinea pig's fur, it's time for a new pet. You shouldn't have to cut cum out of anybody or anything. You know what I mean? I don't cut cum out of my pubes, and I'm a human man who's near cum. Dear Snowman, some may ask, is it wrong that I'm a guy and not watching Monday Night Football? But I'm asking how right it is that I am just a big girl at heart and watching two broke girls. From Justin. Well, Justin, here's the thing. If you are not watching Monday Night Football, I think that's okay. I don't know why football's on Sunday and then Monday night. Like, Monday night is the worst time for everything. You know what I mean? Maybe, I don't know, maybe it's a good thing to get through the week if you have something to look forward to on Monday night. The two broke girls thing is kind of a problem, unless you're sort of half-heartedly masturbating throughout the entire thing. Not really getting to a climax there, but, you know, just thinking, doing the thing where you're like, I'm not really going to masturbate, I'm just going to sort of stroke myself. You know, and then it always turns to masturbation in the end. We always get there at the end, don't we? Justin, Dear Snowman, what do guys honestly like? I'm confused. Many people say guys like natural, casual girls that don't wear a lot of makeup. But honestly, when I dress up and spend time on curling my hair, I notice guys notice me more. Either they'll say something simple or smile, or I'll get a look by guys. But when I'm more natural with my hair straight and more casual with jeans and a nice blouse, I just get ignored. So what is it that guys really like? I am really confused. From Pretty. Okay. Here's the thing. If I'm looking for a girl and I don't know you, maybe I'll be more likely to notice you if you put in the effort. Okay? Now, this is not saying, I mean, you're probably very pretty either way, I'm sure. Because, you know, you're doing online questions, so you're obviously a very attractive woman. But if I see the effort, I think it's part that I notice the effort, but also I'm like, well, she's doing all this stuff, maybe she's looking for a dude. Now, the thing is, once I'm dating the girl, it doesn't really matter, because I know I recognize she's pretty, so she can do whatever she wants. So if I don't know her, it's just because it's more noticeable. But if I do, it just doesn't matter. Dear Snowman, how do you think John Jones mates with human? I'm writing a fanfic that circles around the Martian Manhunter and a new member of the Justice League who is a human female. The question stands as is because the only other time that I've seen John with a woman was when he was with Maria from Brandy. Ah, so you want to write about Martian Manhunter fucking a lady? How does he fuck a lady? I guess he just bangs her. I mean, he can change his shape, right? So it wouldn't be that much of a stretch to assume that he could change his shape to be penis-shaped. I mean, his head is pretty penis-shaped as it is. I would think he would have changed that by now. But yeah, I don't know. I think he would probably just... He takes the form of a human man. I think he could also make genitals, too. I don't think that's outside his abilities. We did it, guys. I sound so surprised, huh? We made it through another power hour. I want to thank you all for coming out today. I appreciate that you all came out to listen, and whenever you come out to listen, I hope you continue to listen. Probably most of you aren't caught up on these shows, and that's cool. But get caught up. Have fun. We're almost to 100, guys. It's going to be a big deal. I'm a very big deal. Have a great holiday. And if you go shopping on Friday, go fuck yourself.
I got off of the plane, okay. Now I have a city to myself. The strangers and the coffee shops, the sidewalks and the wavy. None of it distracts me in the ways that I had planned. Or brings me back my smile like I was hoping. Now there's a distance between me and a world that's offering its hand. And I have you.